Welcome to side B of your audio cassette.
Bing!
Chapter.
This is an audiobook entitled Two Drunks, the Finale.
Epilogue. Water. Fire
Whoa,
disc.
Water.
This is the fire disc.
We'll be drinking fire from plastic bottles.
Yes, right.
We're lighting matches, dropping them to the bottom of empty bottles, and then drinking
the
matches.
No alcohol, so it's not flammable.
No, but
it's just there.
You want us to kill ourselves anyway, so we figured drinking fire will kill us a little faster than drinking alcohol. But for all of you that aren't drinking fire...
Feel like taking a shot. Feel like taking a shot.
Sad, really.
Feel like taking a shot.
But see, we didn't talk during that one. So if you really need it, like we know some one person out there, the fan, really does need. And obviously, from what Lucas says, your wife does not need to take in a shot. Because...
Yeah.
Because if she...
crazy. I'm saying, when she's drunk, you can't understand a word she says.
That's Lucas, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And
I'll be here all week, but you won't.
And even though he is not here to grace us with his presence and hasn't been for the last months and months of the show.
Well,
the devil has, but William.
Yeah.
That pop... I don't know if you can really say that it became popular.
What?
Pull it out.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was saying it.
Everyone
told
all
their mom.
Hey, pull it out. Where the hell did that come from? I don't know. Captain Buttsack?
Exactly.
Who the hell is Captain Buttsack?
Oh, some Nickelodeon show. Don't
worry. No, it wouldn't. Oh, well, at least you're not watching Zoe 101 and learning how to get pregnant at 16.
Yeah.
That's great. Go watch Captain Buttsack and his mini adventures.
Oh, yeah. Question?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about a lot for the past week. Yes, it had nothing to do with our show.
Uh-huh.
But it's been burning in my head.
It's been festering in your brain.
You know, everybody has a conspiracy theory about how we never went to the moon.
Of course.
Yeah. But we do know that we have left the planet. Because we have to. We have satellites.
Of course.
I'm just...
How would we have cheese, Lucas?
Just setting this up.
The moon is made of cheese.
That's right.
We get the cheese from the moon.
No, the cow fairy comes up.
Dude,
pours milk on the
that
moon.
Is your conspiracy. Cows, milk, pfft. Have you ever really seen them milking them? Have you actually seen the milk come out of a teat?
I have not.
Okay. It's a conspiracy. Cows are not used for milk.
Okay. So we do know that we have taken shuttles like a missile and just shot it into outer space.
Okay.
Okay. We know that to pass.
Yes. Because, you know, the remains of all the Star Trek cast
has
been shot up into outer space.
Right. And we have a hole in our ozone layer, which most claim that our gases cause.
So you think it's like, you know, like one of those old Bugs Bunny cartoons where when we shot the rocket through, it broke through the ozone like glass.
Hey!
And went, shit, there's this giant circle
it's
hole.
It's not that solid. Not that it's like...
it's glass.
First time we ever tried to shoot something up, it was probably hundreds of years ago. Finally got something powerful enough, try to shoot it up, and then it just... hits that plate of glass, falls right back down. No, I don't think that's happening.
But you do think it's shooting through and leaving holes.
I'm saying. Can you prove
it? Wait, you're saying that it's not like an invisible sheet of glass that we're blowing holes
no,
through.
No, it could be. I'm saying it's not.
Work with me, Lucas. Work with
it's
me.
Not a solid.
It's not a gas?
Solid. I guess so.
Or
it's
is it a liquid?
Something. What would it be? I mean, if it was a solid, then yes. All of our...
It's a plate of glass.
Like The Simpsons. The Simpsons movie.
The Simpsons has a plate of glass. I haven't watched The Simpsons movie.
Oh, then I'll shut... Well, it doesn't matter. It's in all the previews. Where Homer fucks up enough to where the president wards off Springfield and puts this entire glass dome over Springfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
Springfield must be pretty small, or that must be a really...
No, it's a big dome.
Big dome.
The big dome is brought in by like 15 helicopters or something.
Why is it when tragedy strikes, we turn to the domes?
Might as well.
I mean, Hurricane Katrina, we're like, let's go to the Superdome. I mean, I'd be like, how the fuck do I get out of this state, all right? Get me to Kansas. Yeah,
fuck okay? that. No, man. If you stay here, you may be able to save yourself a seat for when the Saints come back, we can play. I have my seat already picked out. I just will never leave.
You will be a rotting corpse by the time the Saints come back there and play a game that matters. Okay? Because when you lose your whole beginning of the season, it doesn't really matter that you try to come back.
That's true.
I mean, they're positive. Yes, they're like, oh, well, we can make wild cards. Yeah, okay. So could the Redskins, but we had to win a game to do it. What you had to have the Redskins lose, the Vikings lose. You had to figure out who assassinated Kennedy.
Yeah.
And in order for the Saints to get in, I mean, that's a lot of shit to happen.
I mean, not exactly controlling your own destiny.
No. I mean, I can understand Redskins losing and figuring out who assassinated Kennedy. But
The
Vikings? Naturally.
They're right here.
They were going to lose to Denver. Are you kidding me?
They used to be on WJFK.
Dude.
Coincidence? I think not. I think anybody who
prediction,
works at that radio station
prediction
knows.
Right here. Vikings, 47. Broncos, nothing. It's my prediction right there.
Excellent. Excellent.
My How about prediction? This? Yeah, go ahead.
All of the Patriots spontaneously combust. But they make it to the Super Bowl.
I wanted to
and
be
make
on the first
it all the way
hike.
To halftime.
No, because that's way too long.
No, I say that's perfect because, you know.
Perfect for you, but if I want to, like, have really high pipe dreams that the Redskins could possibly make it.
No!
By half. It's 42-0. It doesn't help us if they blow up.
But the team spontaneously combusted. There's nobody to play against, so you could just
run. Dude, the Patriots water boys could come out there and sustain the 42-0 lead on the Redskins, okay?
Possible.
We just... No.
Okay,
it would be good
then.
On the opening kickoff. They kick it off. Okay, first of all, the Redskins have to make it. But in a miracle world where the team can blow up...
Well, even if the Redskins don't make it, they're still going to...
Listen.
Have all of them
in a world where the Patriots can spontaneously combust, yes, the Redskins can make it to the Super Bowl, all right? So we're in the Super Bowl, right?
Yes. Well, of course you
Kickoff.
Are.
Kickoff. Rock Cartwright gets the ball. Every Patriots player that touches one of our defenders on that opening kickoff just poof, and they start disappearing. And although all the Redskins are standing around trying to figure it out, Rock Cartwright just keeps running. We score 7-0. Game ends because the team's over, but we win.
True.
That's how it has to go.
Okay, fair.
But that's not how it would happen.
Oh,
see,
no.
Rock Cartwright would slip in the dust of one of the players, fumble the ball, the wind would pick up with dust,
and
carry it into
safety.
The end zone, and it would be like a touchdown Patriots before the game would end.
Well, no, if it just goes straight back,
it's
that
safety.
Way none of the Patriots even have to touch the ball. If it goes straight back in the end
but see,
zone,
that, but that's not biting hard enough. The dust has to carry the ball
gotcha.
To the end zone to bite hard enough.
In that perfect world.
Yes, in the perfect world, that better not fucking
In
happen.
The perfect world, Redskins will still get fucked.
Hey, in a perfect world, those glass cracks that we have going on in the ozone layer,
yes.
We could go up and replace them.
We could put new tiles in.
We'd call Grandma, that lady around here, you know, on the local commercials.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What Grandma says. And they're like, Grandma does. Yes, Grandma. It's fucking ridiculous. We'll send Grandma up in a spaceship to fucking fix the glass. Hey, could you imagine? All right, because I know this guy just fell off the building, like, mm-hmm. 40-some stories and lived.
Okay.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right.
That's what I just said, okay?
Yeah, so imagine if you're... the glass washer of the ozone layer and you fall.
That would suck, dude. But if you got caught in the draft, what if...
you would die in India instead of America.
No.
Oh, great.
Since we're still in the perfect world, the Patriots...
You land on the Patriots and cause them to combust. You... It's the window washer of the ozone layer that falls from above.
He just gets caught in the Gulf Stream. And he's...
And he becomes El Nino?
When he's falling down, he gets caught up in the wind. He's just riding around just constantly around the planet.
He's just floating around the planet.
He's orbiting the planet from within.
For some reason, the only person I can picture, like, floating around the planet would be Waldo. Don't ask me why. But in this perfect world,
exactly.
I can only see Waldo. So he would have to be the one washing.
Even better. Matt Lauer. You can always ask, where in the world is Matt Lauer? And it will always be different.
That's true, but I don't want Matt Lauer to get to float around.
You don't
the world.
Think he's is he qualified? I mean, really, he's not really qualified to be washing the ozone layer.
No,
no.
Okay, that's a job for Waldo,
yeah.
Right? because it's cold up there.
Oh, of course.
You're way up there, okay?
It's dark.
Waldo has that long shirt on, and he's already got the beanie. He is prepared always.
And he's got his cane. So once he's when he's actually standing on our solid plate plateau layer, he could prop himself.
But who else would you want to wash your... I mean...
But the problem is he'd never fall through. Because if he did, he'd just stick his cane up like that, and it just... Dong.
Oh, but if it breaks.
Well, yeah. And if it's a big enough hole.
Could you imagine finding his dead body?
No.
Where's Waldo when he's not walking? I mean, it's hard enough to find this fucker when he's walking.
You know
what
would be even scarier?
If he's dead.
No. If you actually did find him, and right next to him was Jimmy Hoffa.
That would be fucking scary.
You're like, holy shit, dude. I found Waldo. I found him. He's buried right there.
What's even worse is if Jimmy Hoffa's pants are down.
Yeah.
And Waldo dies.
Waldo's
head is
in his crotch.
It's like...
in his lap.
If Waldo fell from the ozone layer into Jimmy Hoffa's lap. This is Lucas's perfect world porno, okay? He wants to see a porno where he can watch just... Because all he needs is, you know, I don't know, 45 seconds, all right? So he just needs to watch this dude, Waldo, fall from the ozone, land on Jimmy Hoffa's lap. Ah, Lucas is done.
Exactly.
He's spent, and he's going to go play Xbox.
Need, man? I mean, come on. Waldo, Hoffa, what?
I don't know. I think that might... You know, like as soon as I turn my back and look forward, the door will be shutting. My penis will have my nuts under his arms, and he will be running out the door.
He's like, I'm gone.
He's trucking it, man. He's trucking it. I mean, I don't think that's gonna do it for him.
Well, then, yeah, and that won't be a good day.
You have the 4th of July in your pants when you see something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's why you said Hoffa.
Yeah.
You have a crush on Jimmy Hoffa.
Well,
you know. Just admit it. It's the last show. You can admit it. How many other dead... missing gangsters do you have a hard-on for, Lucas? Just let it all out, man.
Al Capone's a good man.
I knew it. I knew you had it for Al Capone. No, that's the Godfather. That's not Al Capone. I don't think that... See, Lucas, too many movies for you. This is a perfect example of why people should not watch movies.
Because I'll get an idea of a movie and then forget exactly what that movie was, so then that idea... I'm saying the exact same things that's in that movie, except thinking it's a different movie, and it's being said differently. Yeah.
You know, when you're not drunk, you talk way too fast for me. And you might be making too much sense for me that I can't even understand it.
I doubt that.
No, because this is what I'm used to. 49ers, Brian! And I can just go on to whatever I want to. I'm like, did you see this movie, Lucas? You're like... September, and I just, you know, but now you're like, the E minus, and I can't keep up now. I might have
to
slip a little bit of liquor.
Well, I guess all I can say is get used to it.
I'm going to have to slip some liquor in your Dr. Pepper.
Oh, rough.
You pull off, you're too fast.
I'm just too fast. Too fast for you, man.
And too...
too fast.
I'm wait.
For you, man.
Nope. Go ahead, let's do it again.
Also,
rewind.
If I could.
Rewind. No, stop. Rewind right back to what you just said. Say it again.
I'm too fast. All
right.
And if I could be, possibly too furious.
You took it. I didn't know if you were...
Hey, I'm one of those fish who will just swim around where you have
that
worm.
I threw it out there,
and
you're
just
like you're like... I'm too fast, too furry, and I'm like,
too fast, too furry. I'm furry,
Is this your Chewbacca rap that will go with your AVP R2-D2?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that... Lucas, that does have a nice ring to it.
AVP R2-D2.
Dude, I think you need to get online and you need to YouTube that one really quickly.
And just jump on that. Just with me just going... AVPR.
You don't have like an alien and a predator figure laying around your house or like an R2-D2 figure?
However,
drive to Walmart tomorrow and go load up.
The Predator movie.
Uh-huh.
And Aliens. And Star Wars.
Dude. Okay.
Dude, what?
I was going to tell you, if you need Aliens, I got you covered.
Well.
I got the quadrilogy. It does this.
What? Ooh. Hey, so, everybody. Last show. Side B on your cassette. Uh-huh. No drinky drink.
Show you exactly what I just meant. With sound
good
effects
God,
and all.
Good God, why are there so many DVDs? So, once again. Why are there so many DVDs?
Alien Special Features. Alien Special Features. Alien 3 Special Features. Alien Resurrection Special Features. And the Quadrilogy Bonus Disc.
Aha!
Rock on, man. Rock on. And you know what? If you're dorky enough to catch this, if you watch Alien Resurrection, look at the spaceship they're on. If you've ever seen Firefly... It's Serenity. Because Joss Whedon did Alien Resurrection. Why? Well, then again, he also did Buffy, so...
True.
That,
very true.
That explains why he would do something like that. Do we have any listener note? No. No. We used them all up.
We have no listeners.
I know that. I know. But I'm saying, like, they're male and stuff. We used all that up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's play this again for them.
Huh?
Feel like taking a shot. Hey.
I know. I need more water. You need to entertain while I drink. While I get water.
Alright, brother. Ryan is now going to get himself some more H2O. And if you learned anything from our first last episode, is you always need water to have a good show.
You need
such
water.
As the American Gladiators. Yep.
Roller. Which premiere Sunday? 2-hour premiere. What network?
Last Sunday. Everybody.
I do not know. Yeah, last Sunday by the time you hear this. Or, hope it was good.
I hope so.
I can't talk. I have a mouthful of water. Woo!
Too much water.
Too much water. I'm drunk on water. I am fucking... Man, I'm plastered on this water. I'm fucking gone, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm seeing water.
As long as you don't hit the floor.
Dude, I might hit the floor. And if I hit the floor, it's going to be like a water balloon. I'm going to pop and just spill all over the floor.
I hope you're not trying this wee for a wee bullshit.
I say we, what did you just say?
Said, I hope you're not trying no wee for a wee bullshit.
Oh, no, I thought you called me a weeble. You know, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were calling me a weeble.
You weeble.
We're going to sit here with our dead, rotting alien.
Nice.
Because I think he wants to join us on the last show.
Cool. I hope he has a lot to say.
It's really bad that, you know, our compadres from high school couldn't join us for our last episode. The only one that could is a silent, mute, dead, rotting...
Plastic alien.
Plastic alien. Thanks, Lucas. Thanks for bringing us back to reality on the very last, you know, adjective describing him. Thank you.
The only thing we have... And I had to go and ruin
Yeah, you, plastic, you know? I said he was, you know, rotting, he's dead, he's, you know, plastic. Why don't you say he's made in China, too? Oh, shit, we're fucking dead. We're as good as dead. Look, if I open this container, there. I am releasing...
Oh, God.
...the lead. The lead is... Get the lead out, Lucas. Get the fucking lead out. All right. Hey. Here's something else they won't hear. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
It is. Let's not play it. So, Lucas, what's your favorite moment from the show?
I interviewed Sammy Sosa, who played for the
Cleveland 49ers?
Yeah. Something like that.
I don't know.
Episode 2.
Is it episode 2?
The one that sounded really shitty, yet was one of our funniest. Oh,
you
shit.
Drink worth of shit, you know that?
Remember this intro?
Yeah.
I weighed 92 pounds, you dick.
Did you know I was an alcoholic?
I'm not feeling a goddamn thing. This absinthe is bullshit.
You ain't gonna do shit except go down there and drink your fucking ass off.
All right, that does it. Get out of here, you drunk lowlife!
Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Necessary? Is it
necessary for me to drink my own urine?
America! Fuck yeah!
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Welcome, everybody, to the second episode of Two Drunks and a Podcast.
Hello, hello.
I am Lucas, and there is my co-host, Brian.
Hello.
Or should I say,
I don't even know if they can hear that gurgle.
Whichever you decide to choose from. As you know, we have been away for a week. Even though you probably haven't even heard the first episode yet.
Because they're both coming up at the same time.
Nothing's changed.
Our show has not changed at all.
We have one of the saddest B-rated movie making jack shit. Only because it has Samuel motherfucking Jackson. Then why did you just say that, you silly
They
bastard.
Held a contest.
Right.
The winners were announced a couple weeks ago.
Correct.
The winner was an L.A.-based band called Captain Ahab, who did a song that gets us best.
Well, let me tell you a little something. We've already talked about Snakes on a Plane.
Be on your Evan Williams. And bottom line is, if people don't want to see you drunk, like we've said before with everything else, find a new podcast. This is Two Drunks on a Podcast. They should expect bullshit to come out of our fucking mouths. He's grabbed the microphone again. He's about to blowjob it all over again.
And I would just like to say, if you would like to see nothing but blowjobbing on the mic, please
go to Lucas's web. I mean, email him, because that's
1-800-800. I believe it's Fox Broadcast.
Yeah, and we're drunk, so don't listen to a goddamn word.
Exactly!
Just enjoy it.
I just do want to say, even though we are on the record, Brian is talking, so that makes him off the record. But I'm going to say I'm going to do my best to get some Jameson's Irish Whiskey next weekend. I hate that alcohol, however... If we
next Friday for Two Drunks in a Podcast.
Correct.
This is Brian.
This is Lucas. And keep remembering that
I'm signing off that drunk fuck. Take a shot. We're out.
Take a drink.
Wow.
Take a shot. That drunk fuck.
Popping, take a shot. That popping shit makes me fucking sick.
Memories.
Hearing that the show has not progressed at all.
No. That was episode 2.
It's pretty rough that we sound just like we did on episode 2.
Yeah.
That's
with about as much topics.
Yeah, no lie, man. It's pretty bad.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Welcome.
Third O' Power, baby.
Third O' Power, motherfucker.
Third O' Power. Oh, Third O' Power. That was episode 6. We had a lot of...
episodes.
We did. Wow.
Hey, look, Brian, our weekends.
That's wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's episode... look, it's the 420 show.
Hit this motherfucker.
Wow, we did this like 70, 60 shows ago?
Yeah,
it's
episode 60.
Wow. How long do we make people listen to this song?
Right,
buddy.
I guess that answered it.
Episode 60. You know, I really wish you would quit saying we're back.
Yeah.
Say we're back, but if there's people that have never listened before,
I forgot that's how.
Then how the hell do they know we're back? And where are we coming back from?
It used to always be. Welcome back, everybody. It's episode.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back.
Let's see. Let's try episode 30.
Welcome, everybody, to Two Drunks in a Podcast. This is episode 30. I am Lucas. And that's Brian over there, just sitting there staring.
I was debating on if I like the no music intro or not.
I think I should go to my car and get some music.
Oh, I think they're probably better off with the silence. So keep going.
Fair enough.
We were boring.
So how was your...
Dude, we're
issue?
So boring.
17 fans don't want us to. You know what I say? Fuck the fans. We can talk about sports whenever the fuck we want.
Then we don't have fans, and then we're just doing this for no reason.
Well, they listen to me.
God, let's not listen. We sound like sappy bitches.
Well, I was just thinking, we never did a best of show. This is even better than a best of show. It's just like, here's some of whatever we got. We're just picking random shit. There you go.
Random shit. No lie, man. It is. What are these?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's the...
All right, so that was Bella Morte.
That was the Drunkapalooza.
And that was... Yeah, that's the end of it. Mr. Dank might show up. All right, and don't forget...
Oh, that was from our Drunkapalooza. That's pretty cool. That was a good episode.
I agree.
Because like we said, we didn't really have to talk. What is the Drunken Rant Masturbation Extreme?
That one wasn't long ago, but I can't remember what it is. I think this is one of the shows that we quit. Welcome to
the podcast. I don't know if this is episode 87.
87.
Or 88 by now, because we're just going on right now.
It's 89, dude.
89, dude. Okay. Welcome to 89, dude. Okay, I'm going to take a shot. Guy who owns it.
I occasionally see a small puddle when I'm done, but, you know, I can just assume that ran back out.
That's disgusting, dude.
Well, alright, what? Lucas, what?
Nothing.
You have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say in the Williams firm, sir.
Wow.
But here's the thing everything I've said.
His neck bone is right on you.
You realize how much I've talked about what I've already talked about? I mean, think about it. Think back on over 110 episodes.
You can sum it all down into like 13. And we've done the same thing every weekend.
Well, it's because I keep going, no, I didn't do that, Brian. No, what you're saying is wrong.
It's because we keep drinking every weekend.
Yeah.
Look what it has done to us. Every episode, it's like we are the AC/DC of podcasting. Everything sounds the same.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a different twist, but they're all the same. This is our Christmas episode. It's like the ghost of podcast shit is coming and going, "Hey, you guys never were good at all. These people have been lying to you the whole time. So fuck all of you for lying to us.
Bastards.
How dare you get our hopes up and tell us we were doing good and that we were funny and entertaining? We can't even entertain ourselves with that
Ninja,
shit.
Ninja, please.
No, that's perfect. If we could... Lucas, I want you to attempt. And I don't know how bad you can hurt them. Maybe you can hurt a couple of the weak ones. But I want you to try to hurt all of them. I want you to try to hit it so hard that you even send a little bit of pain out all the way to Dusty in Germany. Send a karate chop to them now. They got it.
They got
something. I'm sure. I hope they feel it in their chest right now. That was Lucas's karate chop to you. We've never done that to the fans.
We've done it inadvertently, like...
Yeah, by accident.
What? Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay, front.
You missed the chair falling over part. Exactly. That's how a normal episode would have
I'm
gone.
I'm on the ground, Brian.
But you know what?
What?
There they go. There was your drunken moment for this episode.
Yes.
Without Feel like taking a shot.
I definitely was craving more water.
Yeah. I'm running out of pepper, but I have to make it.
Wow.
Wow. Even though I'm not drinking liquor, I'm still finishing the bottle.
I know, see?
And you've already finished your bottle. You went on and got a second one. Crazy
I know,
bucket.
See, we are some sobriety
That's
warriors.
That's what we should have been. We should have just been two guys drinking a bottle a night.
Two guys drinking liquid.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
We're just drinking liquid.
Tis true. Tis
and it's
true.
Good liquid. I enjoy my water.
I used to. I'm a liar.
You don't.
I hate water.
Water. Why don't we just sit here and for the whole podcast just go water. It's turned into all about water.
Yes.
And Dr. Pepper. We should be sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
I agree.
And water. I mean, it's like,
hey, I wonder if anybody has copyrighted that for a name of a drink. Like bottled water. It would just be called
water. I mean, we should. In all lowercase letters and
none
just
of
a
this,
period.
There will be no general fact.
All black label. White, like typewriter looking print. Water.
Exactly.
Period. And on the back,
It'll just say
water.
Ingredients. Water. I mean, what the fuck else do you want?
Precise.
It's water in a bottle. I mean, I don't like looking in the back of my water and it's like salt added for flavor. What flavor?
Sea I don't water? Sea salt? Mm. I mean,
nope. No flavor. It tastes like water. Yeah. Okay, that's not a flavor. I don't. Yeah, that water just got kicked. I mean, come on now. What the hell? How can water? How can people take water and go, oh, I don't like that water.
I can.
I don't like it.
Hey, you can too, damn it. Don't lie.
Yeah, but that's
Nova
just like a
Blue
preference.
Versus,
I know, that's
Blue
a preference.
Dasani.
I know, but you know
that
what?
That was huge.
That's just a preference.
They taste different.
They do not taste different.
I swear to God.
You develop that in your head, okay? Because you're a water
different.
Addict now.
Same thing at Aquafina Deer Park. Do you like Deer Park?
I love Deer Park.
Why?
I love Aquafina.
Do you love the idea of deers pissing in your water?
I do. Deers are healthy, okay?
You just want to go back in time.
And go back to... If we would have saved the alien blood...
Yes.
We could have gone back in time, and we
it's
could have prevented
blood.
Two Drunks in a Podcast.
Yeah.
But then again, we wouldn't have this jump start.
Exactly.
We would have just taken another idea and
we would have just
fucked
been
it
like,
through the mud.
Oh, yeah. We have to record these 5 episodes to be considered a legitimate podcast.
I know. We would have just stuck
Thank
our
you,
dick
Murray.
In the mashed potatoes. And that would have been about it.
Mashed potatoes? What are you talking about mashed potatoes?
You don't remember that shit? What CD was that? Off the Beastie Boys. Ill Communications. When guy's like, if it's going to be that kind of party, I'll stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. You know what the hell he said? Yeah. That shit's fucking hilarious. I got to figure out what that is. I'll find it. I'll find it. You just give me time, and I shall find it. So, here's an email. Dear Two Drunks.
You suck.
Peace. Randy. Here's another email from another fan. Writes in, says, Two Drunks, we're glad you're not doing your show anymore. We quit listening about a year and a half ago. Dave and Depp. Thank you.
Hey, you remember when you guys were my little idols for starting my own podcast, and then you came back after my second one and said I totally blew Dead Bear? Well, I'm gone. I'm no longer listening to you. I have not listened to you since that moment.
Signed,
Captain Morgan.
You thought we forgot about you, didn't you, you little bitch? You're not even listening, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, hell, even
you know what?
Alex wasn't on his level.
Hey, and I know there's, of course, he's not listening either.
Yes.
So, Paintball
That's
Mike.
That's why he's like, hey, how's it going?
Paintball Mike. You remember Paintball Mike?
Paintball Mike.
Or
Another
Juan? Juan? Then there was Kendall.
Big tits.
And then there
scary
was...
Scary tits, actually. No, that was that other chick who wrote in and said her tits weren't scary, Brian.
No, she said...
Her tits were not scary.
But she didn't say Brian.
Yes, she did.
No, she said she thanked me for losing in the Thunderdome. Because I suck at Thunderdome.
Oh, no! It was the drunk guest... Wasn't it that said she wasn't the no. scary tit lady?
No, you're even when you're not drunk, you're confused, Lucas.
Yeah, well, naturally.
You know, if we did a statistic thing on the Thunderdome, I bet I've lost it for more people than you have. I can't really remember because, and there's no way to officially go
I
back.
I think it kind of goes in spurts.
There's no way to officially go back and check that because there were a couple episodes that we went like nutty.
Yeah.
And decided to do like seven in a
it's
row.
It's like, hey, we have
like,
nothing, so
let's
we're just
kill
gonna
off
keep
fucking everyone.
And
I remember.
We don't need another hero. We don't need another hero. We don't need another hero.
It was over and over again.
We don't need another hero.
Six.
We don't need another hero. And it just kept.
You know what was even funnier is when we actually finally got complimented on a segment of ours, which was Jerking the Joystick.
Yes.
And we stopped doing it.
Oh, of course.
Like, the first segment that someone says, hey,
I like that. And sorry. We go, okay.
It's too much for you.
We're not going to do it anymore.
Exactly.
No more.
If I mean, you like it. That's
we were even filling out the ratings on our page. They even had like a color code system. Blue for the not so hot.
Well, the old
fire hot games.
Well, don't forget the 3-point Fusion Frenzy 2.
Yeah.
The lowest score
ever. Dude, that's so sad, man. I mean, that was... All right, who else are we missing? I feel like we're missing.
Oh, from the past?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, obviously Carver, but there was other artists.
Oh, yes.
Captain Handsome.
Captain Handsome from Illegal Substance. Mark. Is it Mark? Mike? Mark? One of them. From Stuck in Detention?
Yes.
No, it's Steve.
Steve Lie.
Yes.
Yes, that was
Stuck in Detention, another group who made a song about us. Or inspired by us, which has our name in it, which I will treasure forever.
What song was I trying to find? Oh, yes, never mind. I remember now. No need to refresh my memory. I've got it under control. Damn, I know. Oh, there was that. The rapper. Corrupt.
Final Corruption.
Final Corruption.
Giant.
Giant.
Yes.
And, wow. What other... Hey, let's give it another go.
Oh, yeah, wait. I do have to say, I did see Naval.
Naval?
I saw them on my birthday.
You went and saw them?
Yeah. Drew had come back from Los Angeles just to do the show. And Wally's in a new band, in a cover band.
Cool.
Played before him.
Where'd you see him at?
Outback Lodge.
Sweet.
It was pretty cool.
Who'd you go with?
Adam.
Awesome.
He was like... Hey, man, I heard that Naval's playing at Outback Lodge. If you want to go, it's your birthday. Drake's on me. And I was like, hell yeah.
He's like, that's fine, because it's probably my money anyways.
Exactly. True.
It is true. But Adam, Lucas told me to say that. I would have never said that.
No, of course. He's not listening. Doesn't matter.
Of course not. He only listens to what you let him listen to.
Precisely.
Man to man. I've told you that I do not agree with the whole get drunk and don't get too drunk, jerk, when you do not even drink on your own show.
Hey,
yeah, no, I'm not trying to diss
it. What
is
our slogan?
Fuck you, Lucas. We have
fuck
no
you,
slogan.
Brian. But that's what we say every time. Well, that's not cool either, dude.
No, Brian. That's cool only because...
Oh, because we're doing it, right?
No.
That's why
no,
you think it's cool.
No.
Yes,
I'm taking
yes.
a
you
shot.
Know why it's cool?
Because you're creating enemies.
You can...
On a bad partner.
But that's beside the point.
What the hell is that?
What I'm trying to say was...
and maybe we should put this podcast and let's go find a jazz channel and we'll just broadcast for them.
That's probably a good goddamn idea.
All right, well, back to the show and we'll think about that later.
Okay. What I'm saying was...
Andrew, wait a minute.
What?
Was that the first time you played with the...
I tried to run.
I appreciate... Oh, wait. I can't remember his father's name. His name is Crackhead. And he is living in fucking Harrisonburg.
Ah.
I said...
Andrew Scott Brown. I just...
Smooth jazz.
Lucas with
hello,
smooth
everybody.
Jazz.
This is 105.9.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
This is when I forgot to go back and edit it.
Oh, no.
Yes. What I'm trying to say
was... That
was
just like...
Maybe we should...
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, what's wrong with... All right, let's try one of our newer episodes. The ones we've just done. Let's shoot for right in the middle of the Halloween.
Welcome, everybody. It is episode 103 of Two Drunks in a Podcast.
Lucas always sounds like he's opening for like a BET show that shows rap videos.
So we're going back
to these body parts.
Well,
I don't
because,
fucking
hey,
know.
See those?
That's a queer woman.
Yeah.
So, with every full moon, the queerness.
Halloween, they're starting to come back on their prices on those Halloween candies. I picked up one of those Halloween bags full of, Kit Kats.
Kit Kats kick ass.
Okay, no.
You know what we've always been missing is background music. That's what it is. That's what the fuck we're missing.
You know, it's like we're
some
here.
Goddamn.
No, I like Kit Kats. Kit Kats is good.
We have no background music.
we
need to go
I mean, you know what we really need to do? We need to hit up the free audio places and just get those looped techno tracks. And just, you know, we don't fucking like techno. Fuck that shit. But we need to, our next show, the technical side, we've got it. And then we need to work on us, because we sound like retards.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, like, get voice surgery.
I'm just going to stop
get a new
singing.
Voice. Nah, it's cool when you sing. I think it's funny.
That cannot go along with the new show.
What, you can't sing in the new show?
I cannot sing. It shall be abolished.
You'll be abolished.
I will be abolished?
Yes. You'll be abolished.
What?
That's not the right song. But oh well.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, hey, so what are we, where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at on this show? Wow. Look at that.
Wowie woo woo.
There's 20 minutes left in the final show of Two Drunks in a Podcast.
Side B.
Yes.
Who knows, there may be a C, D,
a CD on your octagonal tape. What the hell? What did,
no,
what
it's
did,
an 8-track. Come on now.
That's good. He will be here all week.
That would be great. Two Drunks on an 8-track.
We might sound pretty shitty, and who could ever listen to us? Who's got an 8-track player?
Good point. I just bit my tongue.
My grandma might.
My dad does.
Your dad?
My dad. I just bit
my
tongue.
I bit my tongue. That's what you get.
That shocks. Ash.
It just sounds like you're doing one of your voices.
One of my silly voices.
Yeah, I bit my tongue, Trey. It's only 20 minutes left. I just said that. Not 30 seconds ago. So, let's go smoke a cigarette. And okay. Then we'll come back and finish the last 20 minutes of the last show, Side B. Epilogue water. Fire. Wind and water.
Then we've got to do another one. Then we can do water, fire, and then one burn.
We'll do
water,
fire.
Water, fire, burn.
No, you'd have to do fire, water, earth, heart, Kwame, Captain Planet. No, God. I mean, maybe if we do enough and put all the episodes together,
Captain Planet, our hero.
Yeah, he'll come out of the laptop and maybe. Well, first, the laptop. Look, the laptop would have to appear first.
What we're talking, I'd be going home after this and seeing Captain Planet just chilling in my chair going.
We'd have to think that Lucas definitely got hold of some shrooms at some point if that were to happen.
True.
Which wouldn't be a bad idea. Wouldn't be a bad thing. No. Would not be a bad thing to get some shrooms.
No.
Wouldn't be a bad thing to get some background music either.
But here's the thing, and I don't know if we should let them in on any of our idea or not.
Let's not. Let's just wait
because
and get some
I'm just
suggestions.
Because the only thing I was wondering was, will that work? Will having music work with it if we're going to do what we talked about? Know what I'm saying?
Depending on what we're doing, we'll
exactly.
depend on. Yeah, let's not say anymore. We'll discuss it amongst ourselves on our infamous cigarette break.
Yeah.
And we are...
We're back!
We're back!
Hey, everybody, we're back. This episode, the end.
Episode, the end. Episode, the end. Side B, epilogue, fire, wind, water. Do you need some water? There's water in the fridge. Go get some water.
Nasty water.
Hey, water is water, man. So, if we've missed anybody, naming off all the people through the course of our show, which could only be like 13 of you, we apologize, and you can write us and cuss us out, and we won't ever be able to mention you and apologize for it because we won't be doing any more shows, so sorry. Yeah. I was just telling them that anyone we missed out of the 13 people that we needed to mention... We're sorry. Dr. Puss,
Kevin Mike,
Chris,
Adrian. Well, and those other guys who I still don't know what the hell your names are, don't really care.
Yeah, Chris is all that...
Exactly. Yeah,
Chris matters.
And Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
Tic Tac. Steve Kane, once again. Dean Wackerly.
Yeah. You may become a target. You may be a target.
You may definitely be a target.
So, don't give up on the... if you're listening to this...
Don't give up on the magic.
Look, if you're listening to this, then obviously you are a dedicated listener.
Yeah.
So then you'll know, hear this part out. Don't stop checking the webpage. Some subliminal message is going to pop up on that webpage leading you to the next project.
Yes.
You'll see. It will all make sense.
I hope so.
Once you get it. Okay, we can't give out any more than that.
Okay.
Once you see the subliminal message and you search it down and you start checking it out, then it'll all make sense. Right now, it's not going to make any sense to you. But, yes, you, Wackerly,
keep
you may checking, be a target.
Because...
Yeah, don't stop checking the webpage. It's going to pop up on there.
Yes.
Soon after you've heard this episode, by the time you've heard this episode, check that webpage. It's going to be up there, and it'll just be a small little subliminal thing for you hardcore listeners that have made it all the way to Side B Epilogue Water Fire Disc. For those of you that have made it into the 45th minute of Side B Epilogue Water Fire...
Still wondering how the hell your tape is holding all this information? Yes,
you will be granted with a subliminal message on the webpage and then track that down. It'll just tell you to search something. Search
where
it.
Should they expect to see this?
Where else? A blog. It's okay. Right above the
image. Because I was going to get creative and put little hints on some images.
You do whatever you want.
To where you actually have to... You won't be able to come to the page and see it. Yeah, it's fed in the right image. I mean, because right now there's only like...
But even when you see it, you're still going to have to search it and find it. It's not going to be a link. Oop, here it is.
Exactly.
It's just going to be a word or the name or a part of the name. And then from there, you'll search it and you may find something.
No, we should do.
What?
Man, I wish we would have thought of this way ahead of time. Because we could have ended this show like ICP. Into the records.
Well,
we could have started up.
It's all right, because actually, now that they've made it to the 47th minute right now, they will now know that that crazy shit you heard way back around minute 30 is a backwards link to where you need to go.
Kind of,
It's going to be a search word. So just... you know, I don't know how you need to play that in reverse. You need to figure out a way to play that little piece in reverse.
And it's your first exactly freaking clue. We're talking about.
It's your first freaking clue.
Well, you know, I was that, and so two drunks sat down, and he had four, or he had blank beers.
Number?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Make up one of those. And then put it at the end. And then if you can figure out whatever the number is, it'll go to the K7 line that we'll set up for our new voicemail account for the new project.
That's what you should do. You need to slip those in subliminally into your pictures. So there's that way to go to the K7. Yeah. We're going to... the backwards link will be another little clue. And... there'll also be other clues where you could just search it down by the words.
Yeah.
You know, make it easier. Or you'll get the K7 number figured out, and that'll give you the information right there.
But, come to hear the next Joker's car.
Exactly.
Come to hear the next Joker's car.
So,
hey, it's the Amazing Jack Brothers. I got all three covers.
Those fucking ICP bastards. They were tricky. They were pretty witty with their shit.
Yeah. Made you buy a damn CD three times just to figure out the name of the next
CD. Next CD. Fucking idiots. But nowadays that wouldn't work.
No.
Because you could just go online and someone's copied the images and you just take a look. It takes all the fun out of all that shit. It's just so hard with all this digital shit to get away with anything like that.
Yeah.
So, that kind of sucks. And, wow. It's so awkward. Because the time just doesn't stop moving. It just keeps getting closer and closer to the end. It's making my stomach turn, man.
You may want to drink
I think that's the liquor.
It's the ocean
in my stomach. I have formed a new ocean in my stomach. The tide is coming in, too. It's bad.
We call it Bronica. Bronica Beach.
Bronica Beach. Wow.
Oh, that's not good. That's a lot of water. I'm going to be pissing my brains out. See, it's no different.
It's all water.
No different. I can function better on the show, but I'm still going to be pissing my brains out all day from the water. So what have I overcome?
But you know what really sucks? I have to drive home safely tonight.
I know. You don't have to worry about hurting anyone. You don't have to worry about getting pulled over.
Else.
I know.
I don't have to worry about hurting numero
yourself.
Uno.
I know.
You know?
You don't have to worry about the cops.
Yeah,
nagging you.
Busting my day up.
I know.
Or
I know you.
Or morning. It doesn't matter. It's usually morning. About 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but see.
Yeah.
I think.
Sorry, cops. You don't have a target anymore.
I think if you guys just have a little faith. Just have a little bit of faith. You'll
have
see that giving up the drinking isn't always a bad thing. It'll be all right, won't it, Lucas?
Yes.
Tell me it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right, Brian.
That's good, because I think it is going to be all
right.
I still think we should do a final Thunderdome match.
I thought we decided not to do that. The Dusty's just the champion.
Oh, that's right.
Because he purchased...
But what if we can't ever find a function for that again?
Oh, we will.
Oh, you're right. We will.
Oh, we will.
We will definitely.
Even if it's to turn this upside down, take this part off, take the dye out, and use it to hold an egg. We will.
Because that's your next clue.
Yes.
Our next podcast involves holding eggs.
Yes.
Now write that down and figure out what's next. That should lead you to the third clue.
We never even gave him the first one.
Two Drunks in a Podcast has been sponsored by National Treasure. Make sure to go see it in theaters.
Rated PG-13.
Is it? Wow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey,
isn't it Cage, man? Too much sexuality on the screen.
Last dorkiness on Two Drunks and I'll Let It Go.
Okay.
Have you seen the previews for the new Indiana Jones yet?
Mm-mm.
Dude, He looks just like Indiana Jones. He doesn't look like an old fogey. He really looks like Indiana Jones.
Sweet.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's even scarier. Even scarier now.
What, now that you're in the single digit mark?
Single digits now left.
Set your watches, everybody.
I know.
Set
it's,
your watches
it's almost
to
ending.
Single digit.
Two Drunks is almost over.
Yep.
It's been such a long ride, man.
Been 17 months.
Wow! It's longer than almost two babies.
We could have had two babies in that time.
You did have a baby with William at some point.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
No, that was...
No, God!
I'm not pregnant with William's baby. That's what you said.
No, it's when he trying to get up off the ground. The big ass thing, you'll end up pregnant.
And
look
like,
at this baby.
Yeah, you're like, I'm pregnant. Look at this baby. This baby. Whatever you said. Yeah. That's a good thing to have on the last episode,
yeah.
I'd say.
Therefore, Brian, you know what?
What?
You win.
I win what? Lucas has just completely passed out on the floor.
Never to happen again.
Yeah, never to happen again. Not on the show, anyhow.
Yeah.
March Madness is coming up.
Oh.
So it may not happen on the show, but it probably will happen when his basketball team
It'll probably happen on our show.
Unless he's picking Memphis, of course. Unless you're picking Memphis, then I guess you don't have to worry about drinking, because Memphis is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aren't you all glad it's over?
Yeah.
We're sitting here for the last 20 minutes going...
Hey, what's up, you drunk bastards?
Oh, fuck
you.
Yeah.
Billy and Colin. Not drunk, but
cracker.
Yet I am very pissed off.
I am too.
Hey, that's another
one. Yeah. I think I know which one you're going for now.
Which one?
I won't say it. But we'll see. I don't think I've done that one.
Do you know which one I'm looking for?
No, I know which one I think you're looking for.
Do you?
Yes. Let's see. Can he pull it? Well, that's not it.
What
but
do you think?
It deserves it.
You're now entering the last
trumpet.
Not yet. You are now entering the last 5 minutes of Two Drunks in a Podcast. If you're still with us, which I doubt anyone is.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
We don't have anything to offer you. We already offered the secrets back 10 minutes ago, so... Yeah. You get nothing for staying with us all the way to the end. Everyone that stayed with us 20 minutes ago, they got the...
All right, stuff. You get one. One secret code.
ABPR22.
You can't even say it. ABPR22. Remember, we already said it in episode... or epilogue A. I guess that would just be water.
Lucas, it is episode the end, the epilogue,
water disc,
fire disc, wind disc. It's over.
It's all over.
You're entering now the last 4 minutes.
And this what's your last 4 minutes going to be? Going to be talking about getting to
the final
minute.
And because you know why? It's because we're still trying to figure out a way to finally like
end it,
say goodbye, and end it.
Bye, ending.
Yeah, I know, but see. We're trying to put a little more thought into it.
Yeah.
Lucas is just being a bitch about it.
I am. But that's what I'm known for.
I'm sure that we'll figure out a way to end this in the next 3 minutes. Toast our waters.
Until then, everyone, we'll just drink our...
Everyone finish your bottles.
Feel like taking a shot.
I just opened this fucking bottle.
Feel like taking a shot.
Doesn't work the same.
You know what you're missing?
What?
Squeaky, squeaky, squeak, squeaky, squeaky, squeak.
Oh, I am missing the rap. The wild turkey rap.
The wild turkey rap.
The wild turkey has flown off.
Yes.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah.
Final 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Of Two Drunks in a Podcast. Thank you, everybody, again for listening. Thanks for listening, you bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's only 3 minutes. You could start off our ending music. It's 3 minutes. We won't get to all of it.
No. We don't want to play any ending music.
We've got to.
We don't want to play any ending music. We used our ending music for side A. I completely lost track of what I... Oh, that we weren't going to... We didn't know we were going to do a side B. So yeah. We've already used our... That's goodbye true. POD song for side B. Because we couldn't find the Muppets. We wanted to end with that cool Muppets crying song.
Well, it's the fucking Muppets, and it represents everything Two Drunks represents.
It does. It
fuzziness.
Does. Fuzziness. Because that's what we're all about. Being too fast, too fuzzy.
Too fast, too fuzziest.
In the immortal words of Lucas.
Well, since we were just kind of not really sure how to end it.
No. We're 2 minutes.
You said our goodbyes. Thank yous.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's just end it like the Soprano.
He took the midnight.